Hello, I'm Simon Key. I'm the co-owner of the Big Green Bookshop in Wood Green.
So we're nearly coming to the end of a cash mob. Tell us a bit about what's been happening today and how you feel about being involved.
Well, it's just been amazing, really. We had no idea what to expect. When Richard told us that we had been chosen as the place for a cash mob, we were sort of completely overwhelmed and thought, it's a really special thing. It means such a lot. That's the thing to be seen by our community as something that they want to support is just fantastic. And the number of people who turned up today was amazing. So, I'm just overwhelmed, really.
So why do you think the Big Green Bookshop is so special?
people see it as special. We've always, since we opened, we don't class ourselves as an independent bookshop. We class ourselves as a community bookshop, and that's been the thing that we've wanted to do since we opened. Was to be like an old-fashioned community bookshop where we didn't really have customers. We had friends. The people that came into our shop, are more to us than customers. And it's like one big family. And I guess, we try and do. We listen to our customers. They tell us what they want, and we do it. We're in no position to tell them what to do because, they won't listen to us. we just want to be the best thing for our community, and I guess that seems to work most of the time.
So it's a tough economic climate for anyone, especially small business owners.
Yeah.
What difference does something like a cash mob mean?
It's huge. Christmas is obviously for us. It's the biggest time of the biggest time of the year. We we take about five times more in December than we do any other month. And so, for a start, Christmas is important. But to have something like this that just fills the shop with people who are prepared to spend money, is massive. It's massive. I have no idea how much we've taken today, but it's great. I can still listen to the tills clinging away behind me. It's fantastic.
So when you look around and there are queues, there are people queuing for the till in your shop, how does it make you feel and how do you look ahead to next year?
It just makes me feel really, I don't know, it's not proud, just delighted. The people are spending money with us. I mean, that's ultimately what we're trying to do. We're trying to run a business, but next year it's a mad year again for us. We've just been given £10,000 funding from Haringey Council to put on a literary festival in Wood Green, and that hopefully going to happen in July. We're looking to open our second shop in just outside London, in Brookmans Park, in February. So it's going to be a huge year for us next year. We generally fly by the seat of our pants anyway, so next year should be exciting one way or another.
So I have been shopping.
Yeah.
I do admit I'm a local resident. What do you think about the things that I've bought?
Well, I'm very pleased you got these. The Ellie Levinson book, The 50 Campaign, she was our author in residence this year. She was here for 6 months, and she came every week, and she wrote in here, and she did some workshops. So I'm pleased you picked that up. That's very good. And bath books, fantastic.
I've got a lot of friends who've had kids, so lots of things
really
for the bath.
Great.
But so what would you say to people who've never been to the Big Green Bookshop?
Just come and say hello. Come and say hello, because that's the thing. Once you get through the door, you're part of the gang. Everyone's welcome. I mean, it's free entry. Just come in. Just come and find us and say hello.